and in the bedroom.
You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST1 to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T and the number 1 to 99000.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Do you like spicy, smoky, and crispy chicken? Of course you do! KFC has a new Nashville hot chicken that's spicy, smoky, and crispy, and has an authentic flavor straight from Music City.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Introducing Pizza Hut's new $5 flavor menu. Any two or more of your favorites, just $5 each. It's Pizza Hut's best deal, only at Pizza Hut.
Is this something like Great American Hero or something? What is it?
No, it's the Orleans Love Takes Time.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That even sounds dated. A couple of patient people who've been waiting. I say we just keep this chat thing going because I love talking to you out there. So once again, the numbers are okay. The truth is, I'm lazy, and when you call, it just eats up time. I don't have to do anything. 314-969-KTRS 888-550-KTRS or many cell phones *KTRS. Craig, thank you for holding. How can we help you?
Well, first off, I am in the PM.
That is important.
Second off, four obscure things for you. Number one, I'm a stay-at-home dad, so I, instead of watching cartoons all day, I think of completely odd things.
Yeah, well, I do that too.
You had mentioned, I don't know if it was last week or a week before, about a mirror and how to explain that to a blind person.
Right.
I have always had the curiosity of how a blind person knows how to, after using the restroom.
No, no, we addressed this. You missed the day. We talked about this on the air. And just to be blunt, because it is a reasonable curiosity, number two, how do you know you've finished the task of cleaning down there?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you guys, we asked Blind Bob that.
Yes.
And the answer was vague, but he said, you just know. Now, I don't know what that meant exactly. And I don't want to get into graphic stuff, but that's a that's a great... No, your mind and mine must work the same way, because I thought of that, too. And I thought of, you know, as long as a blind person lives, if you're born blind, I don't care how you try, you will never... explain to them what you mean when you say green or red or yellow.
Sure.
What the heck is that? I don't know what you're talking about. But no, I think it's a great question. And I think he just didn't want, and we didn't want, to get so specific as to find out what he meant by you just know.
Mm. Okay, cleanliness.
Yeah, there's a feeling.
Yeah,
there just is. There's a feeling when you're finished. That's all I can say. But that's a reasonable question.
Friction, is that
when you know everything's
yes,
finished.
Yes, friction, too slippery, too. Yeah, there's a sense of. I'll just say this. I think that maybe your sense of smell.
No,
well, come on. I mean, am I right?
What, you bring the paper up
yes,
to your face?
Yes.
Well, I guess that would be a method.
Let's just talk about it if we're going to talk about it. I mean, it's something to think about. But I think that I think the friction was a good word.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for disgusting anybody, but you know what? This is a life
question.
Yeah.
It's a normal. Everybody has bathroom habits.
If you're not curious, there's something wrong with you, if you don't wonder about stuff like that. So,
well,
Craig, I think it's a reasonable question.
I would be nervous to get too close with the smelling.
I wouldn't. I don't think I would. I don't think I would do that. I think I would just go with the friction.
I just said I think that might be a possibility. I think it's a sense of feel.
You know what would be really a bad thing for a blind person doing that? After they finish and then they go to the flush and the thing doesn't go down, it starts coming up, you know? How do you know that? Because you don't really know.
You know what? That's right.
Yeah.
You don't know that. You can't see it.
No.
That's a good one. But you can hear that. Maybe. It makes that noise.
Yeah.
When it, if you don't hear
guess,
that,
yeah.
You know, uh-oh, I didn't hear that.
And if you stand there long enough, all of a sudden your feet start to get wet.
You're going
to
feel it.
You feel a waterfall on your toes.
So, Craig, you're normal.
Okay. Well, the other one real quick, since I am a stay-at-home dad, if Peon wants to look this up or anybody on YouTube, how to fold a shirt in 2 seconds. It's pretty amazing.
I'll look that up myself.
The third one that I had real quick was with McDonald's, whatever happened to Grimace, Hamburglar, you know, all the characters.
That's a very good question.
Well, I think those guys are politically incorrect.
I don't watch Saturday morning TV. They're gone, aren't they?
I think not too long ago they used the Hamburglar in some ads. But I don't know. Grimace, I don't think they've used in a while.
I gotta tell you something. We gotta stop this political correct stuff. It's ruining everything. It just is. Remember the Frito Bandito?
Yes.
Boy, they shut that down. Oh, that makes it sound like Mexicans are thieves.
Yeah.
The Frito. No, just the Frito Bandito. We're saying.
And he was
stealing Fritos.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's right, Senor.
Craig, who do you stay home with? How old are the kids?
I got a 4-year-old, only one, and he keeps me busy enough.
Yeah, I guess. What does your wife do?
She is actually a medical technologist.
Whoa.
So you get to stay home.
Good for you.
No, I'd much rather work than...
Oh.
I got to tell you something. I believe you're telling the truth. It sounds like, okay, she'll work, I'll stay home. I got news for you. I couldn't do it. I could never do what most women do who stay at home. It'd never get done. I don't know how they do it.
Amen to every woman in the world that can do that.
Hey, now wait a minute, Craig. Before you hang up, he called and he was doing his Matthew McConaughey for me.
I
was going to mention you probably had millions of people hit you up and say, Bernie was the movie with Jack Black.
Okay, that's right, Bernie.
Vector.
That's right.
Mm.
And my buddy's right here. Let me go ahead.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's going to be Bernie.
No.
Hey, how you guys doing today? You guys doing all right?
Hey, it's Matthew McConaughey, everybody. Hi,
yeah.
Matthew.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? You doing? Doing good?
You know what? I wouldn't know if he called and said I got him on the phone.
Hey, I am in the PM.
Yeah, he's got it. All right, let's hear, of course, what we have to hear. All right.
All right.
That's it. He's got it. Oh, man.
All right, well, I ain't going to keep you guys on it. I know you got other callers, but, you know, if you don't like that country vibes, it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right, Craig.
All right.
And good job. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
That's a good one. He can't get out of character.
No.
I love this name, Charlie, and it's a female Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. I am.
No, you're Charlie.
You're Charlie. I am
in the PM.
Now, you did what a lot of people do. You said, hi, Charlie.
You know what? I love you, Frank. I just think you are the sexiest voice on the radio.
All right, let's keep Charlie on as long as we can. Charlie, you have
what?
A fan.
And I am here.
You have
I have written a song
okay.
about Donald Trump.
Well, we'd love to hear it.
I think Donald Trump is an Oompa Loompa. And
Oompa Loompa.
So I sort of took the Oompa Loompa theme and made a little song about him.
Well,
if you would allow me to sing it, I would love to sing it.
Well, hang on. We have to have a conference. Hold on a second.
I don't know.
We'd love to hear it.
Okay. All right. Here I go. Okay.
Okay.
Oompa, oompa, oompa-dee-doo. I've got a little puzzle for you. If Trump would win, I wish he won't do. There would be some trouble for you. What do you think when the lights go all black is just a privileged comb over hat. Bully lies is all he can do. Oompa, oompa, oompa dee doo.
All right. These are strictly the opinions of Charlie, a beautiful name, and I'm sure a beautiful woman, and not necessarily those of the show or the radio station. That was very good. And do you spell it C-H-A-R-L-I?
Yes.
I love your name.
Yes.
I love it.
And are you going to ask me how old I am?
Of course I am. How old are you?
I'm 53.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
I just read a great article called 53 Please Do Me. And it was it was about the sex drive of 53-year-old women. Did you know that that is your peak, your sexual peak is 53?
You know what? It sure is.
Wow.
Told you. Charlie, call anytime.
You know what? I call you quite a bit, but I don't make such a This whole Donald Trump thing has just got me I just can't stand him.
Well, a lot of people can't stand him. A lot of people love him.
Doesn't he look like an Oompa Loompa? He's orange.
An Oompa Loompa?
He is orange, but so was John Boehner. John Boehner was orange. They maybe used the same spray tan, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? I want to know who his tan people are, because he's like, and you know what it looks like? When you see him, it's like you can tell that he uses a tan bed because his eyes
are
whiter than the rest of his face.
I think it's makeup. It's either makeup or tanning bed.
Well, she's right, though. He needs to dial it back.
He's got the white eyes.
Yeah, the reverse raccoon. He's got the white thing.
Something.
He needs to change that a little bit. I agree. All right, Charlie, thank you.
Thank you so much, Frank. I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, man.
And in a sexual way.
I'm
going to jump ahead to Dwayne, because Dwayne is blind.
Yeah.
Dwayne, how are you?
Frank, I'm great. Listen, brother, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you, my first question is, you blind from birth?
I'm going to tell you the truth. No, I'm not.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you that when you lose your sight as an adult.
When did you lose yours?
It started when I was 33, and it took about 10 years for me to get to light perception, which is where I am now. And I don't recommend it. It was fun for a minute, but the minute didn't last long.
What was fun for a minute?
The going blind thing.
Oh, man, I can't imagine it'd be fun. I can't imagine it'd be fun for a second. No, I cannot imagine.
No.
Going through that long 10 years, gradually losing your sight, where when you say light perceptive, you just see light in dark. You don't see images.
That's all I see, my friend, is light. I can if I'm somewhere where I know exactly where I'm at, I can say, oh, yeah, okay, that's the window. No, that's the door. And, I have a service animal. And fantastic 80-pound lab. His name is Mr. B.
All right.
He and I get along real well. Now let me tell you, we learn a lot of skills, actually we're taught. Now potty training doesn't happen to be one of them,
okay.
But what I in my many years now of dealing with this, I found that just a nice little baby wipe, takes care of lots of things.
Peon, you see? Peon and I, we were on this years ago. We love them. We love the little baby.
And I'll also add this. I'm a musician, and I was a musician before I lost my sight. And I'm a big, huge fan of Brother Ray Charles.
Okay.
And he very, very important musician. And Brother Ray always said, in life, it's just more important to feel sometimes than it is to see.
Well, that's a good sentiment.
What do you play, Dwayne?
I'm a keyboard player, musical director, arranger, graduate of Webster University, been a professional musician here in St. Louis since 1987. I'm the real deal. I don't get to play out as much as I used to,
mm-hmm.
but still can do know lots of tunes. I played in the world famous Bob Cuban Brass.
Really?
Ooh, yes, sir. Bob's a good friend of mine. I played for Bob, and he's got a great band. And let me tell you, that's the best horn section in town right there.
I played with a drummer. His name's Mike, and I played with him every once in a while. It's a third degree band, is what he's called, and he's a blind drummer. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I taught instrumental music at the Missouri School for the Blind for 3 years. I'm not state certified, so back in the day when they had No Child Left Behind, you know, all of us that weren't state certified, we had to go. But man, I had a couple of incredible blind drummers. There's a young man, his name is James Bauer, and drummer extraordinaire. I sent him home. I sent a bunch of them home to listen to Ray Charles. And so he came back and he says, I didn't think much of Ray Charles' singing until you really told me to listen to him. But he says, man, that guy sings his butt off.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, he really does, man. He just does.
Now, how old were you when you were teaching? Were you blind?
I was in the process.
What condition did you have where you lost your sight?
Okay, here's the deal, Frank. I was born with congenital cataracts.
Okay.
I lost my right eye to glaucoma at age 2.
Wow.
And I was stable with glaucoma in the left eye. I drove day and night, read music, wrote music. I mean, you know, man, just lived my life. November 18th, 1996, I dropped my toothbrush. I was in graduate school, and I'd get ready for school, drop my toothbrush, been over to pick it up, sneezed. It was a very violent sneeze. I stood up, and I saw flashes of light and floating black patches. I knew exactly what I had done and went to the doctor.
You detached the retina?
I detached the retina, and so everything that could go wrong in the surgery did go wrong, and I mean, dude, I've had the very best eye doctors here in St. Louis: Thomas Krumenacher, Michael Gable, Thomas Porter, low vision guy. I mean, I've had the best care, the very best of care, and the anatomy of my eye is alive, thanks to those two gentlemen. And we've spent the last 20 years keeping that eye alive in the hopes that technology will catch up. Now, here's my deal that I have with them, though. They have to learn to do the surgery, and they have to practice 200 times. And then they can call me, and I'll come do it.
You don't want to be that first guy.
No, sir. No, sir. Not
But you
me.
Don't have a lot to lose, because it'd be one thing if you go, well, if we do this and it doesn't work out, you'll be blind. You're already blind. So
I understand, but now here's the deal. I know how good it is to see.
Yeah.
And anybody that tells you, any blind person that tells you that, oh, no, man, you know, I don't want to see. Oh, no, you know, I'm cool.
No,
it's all good. Listen, you better not trust them, because they'll lie about other things.
No, there's no way that could be true for anybody who would
no,
say that.
No.
I'd rather not see.
I do not recommend this. It has been totally, totally a life-changing event, and not always in a good way. But I find that attitude... Attitude, gratitude has as much to do with how you adjust as anything else. No, I can't do all the things I used to do, but I find other ways to get awful close to it.
Dwayne, let me tell you something. In your voice, in listening to you, I hear a guy who has found a way to be content and has found a way to not be the poor me, why me. You passed all that, and I applaud you for that. And I always say, because I got some issues, I've seen the flashes of light and the black floating thing. I've seen 16 ophthalmologists in my life, and I always say, if what happened to you happened to me, I'm not sure I'd be the man you are, in the sense that I would be able to accept and go on and be
that guy that wasn't miserable inside and made everybody else miserable?
Well, okay. Now, I got to tell the truth. There's some days that are better than others.
Sure.
You know, and it's not a walk in the park. But I've also got to give credit where credit's due. And Dr. Thomas Krumenacher, Dr. Michael Gable, Dr. Gable is the ophthalmologist in the Midwest that all the eye doctors send their parents to.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, my friend,
we're going to bill him for your commercial.
Those guys, yeah. And I mean, we're a team. We're a team.
His first name's not Clark, is it, Dr. Clark Gable? Because that would be something.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you know, I ask him, and he's a great guy, and I go over his office manager, Kathy, you know, every now and again, when they get a lot of paperwork and stuff in, I go over and help out. He's been trying to get me to assist in surgery, but I told him that...
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, he says that I'm getting real close. I'm getting real close to being ready.
Good. I got to tell you something, Dwayne. You have a great sense of humor, and from what I can hear, a fantastic personality. I wish you the very, very best. I hope, if you're not now, you will someday work with other people and sort of be an inspiration for them, people who've lost sight, who've been sighted. Because to me, we've had this discussion many times, is it better to never have seen or better to... I say it's better to have seen because you have a reference. You know what red means. You know what the sky is. I think that's probably better. It's also sadder. It's also more depressing because you know what you lost.
Well, I know what I've lost, but I also know how much research is going on today.
Yeah.
A lot of research is going on because of all the vets coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not a young man. I'm almost 53. But I'm not ate up with old age either. Now, here's the deal. With them doing all this research, I mean, man, it may get down to me in another 5 or 10 years. And if it does, I'll make you a deal. First of all, whether I can afford it or not, I'm going to go buy a new Lincoln, and I'll come get you, and we'll go to lunch on me.
How about this? Buy yourself a new Chevy Impala from Johnny Londoff, and come get me. We'll go to lunch.
Okay. All right, man. I'll drive an Impala. Nothing in the world wrong with a Chevrolet now.
Dwayne, good luck to you. Thanks.
All right, y'all take good care, and I'm always listening.
I'm glad you called. Thank you.
All righty, buddy.
How about that guy?
Yeah.
Is there something about Blind Bob and Dwayne? You hear it in their voices. There's something about them. They're different, and they're different in a good way.
Yeah.
I like to be one of those
guys. Did you see who else was on the phone?
I did. I don't know if we have time, though. We have Colin. You know that temper?
Yeah, I know.
Colin Jeffrey temper.
I know.
Mess with that. I'm afraid. Let's see if we talk to Norman maybe tomorrow. Because I have to make sure everybody knows where to go when you're in an accident. And you know where to go. It's got a C in it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There are 10 of them. When they started with us, there were, I think, 3. I know there were 2. I think 3. So to Scott Schaefer, you're welcome. And also thank you. Thank you and you're welcome. Thank you for being every bit the company and the service and giving the product that we tell people you'll give. Meaning, we don't exaggerate. When we say you're going to be blown away, not just with the perfection of the bodywork, but the overall service, it's not exaggerated. And I know that from the emails I get from people. They're stunned. The sad thing is you shouldn't be stunned when somebody goes out of their way to make something so right, but you are because it's not the norm. It's not the way most people do business. It's the only way they know how to do business at Schaefer. Perfection. The line, like it never happened. You were in a wreck, you know you're in a wreck, or you backed into a pole, you know you saw the damage, but you get the thing back from Schaefer, it's like it never happened, except somebody got in and cleaned your car when you weren't looking and really cleaned it. They are really good at what they do. You're in an accident, you tell that insurance company, because you know they also want it done right. One name, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You want to know more? You want to know where the locations are? SchaeferAutobody.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Check in with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they just now, as we're speaking, are clearing this accident, driving away on westbound 70 at Highway 370. They had the right lane blocked. All lanes are now open. Traffic is running slow, though, from Zumbel. They're working with a crash on eastbound 40 at Timberlake Manor. At last check, they had the left lane blocked. It does look like eastbound 40 downtown is running a bit heavy now. Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge and northbound 170 slowing from 70 through Airport Road. This report brought to you by Simply Saline. Roads aren't the only thing that get congested. This cold and flu season, feel better simply with Arm & Hammer Simply Saline Gentle Drug-Free Mist that flush away nasal congestion instantly. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. We're live. We're local. What does that mean to you? While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans. Doesn't get more local than that. Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You could save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by over 20% each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving on your heating and cooling bills this year. Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
All right, men, here's a lesson on how to avoid being that guy. That guy cleans his CPAP system by hand every day. What a hassle. But this guy uses SoClean, the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. That guy has disgusting germs growing in his system, which could make him sick. This guy kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes with SoClean. And that guy, he doesn't even know there's a better way. This guy knows for a limited time you can try SoClean at home, risk-free for 30 days. All you have to do is call 1-800-700-1821. SoClean is the revolutionary hands-free way to clean your CPAP system. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't be that guy. Be this guy. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-700-1821. Hurry, that's 1-800-700-1821.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-577-2026. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-577-2026. That's 1-800-577-2026.
The signs are there. Spring is just around the corner. Finally, it'll be the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah. on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it? Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through March 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
St. Louis Home and Garden Show goes on this weekend at America Center, and of course, we'll be in the midst of all of it. Garden Show, broadcasting live noon to 3, will be at the Callier and Thompson booth. Come by, say hello, check out some cool things for your house or your garden. It's time to start thinking about all that, so come down and join us at America Center. Garden Show, remote Friday from Callier and Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances. We'll see you on Friday.
It's a Field Trip Friday. Martin Kilquin with you, and we're heading out on the road. We're going to be at the St. Louis Home and Garden Show at America Center. It's this Friday, March 4th. Come on down from 10 until noon. Make sure you stop by the Boardwalk Hardwood Floors booth. We're going to be there at the 39th annual St. Louis Home and Garden Show. So when you're thinking about repairs or fixing up the house, this time of year it's sort of fun to think about spring projects. Make sure you see us at Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. We'll be at their booth this Friday from 10 until noon. The Kilquin Show live from the America Center.
The clouds, with his hair falling down, or the dance. That's the dream of romance, or the scene. Ooh. Where the villain is.
Nolan Jeffries here. You talk about entertainment, what to watch, what to avoid on the screen in your home, is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Over the last 6 years, each year they've sold over a million windows. Give it up, if you would, for Colin Jeffries.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. What do we have?
We've got a couple movies coming out that are worth watching. Creed is out on DVD today.
The Rocky.
Yeah, and Sylvester Stallone was good. He was very good in it, but Michael B. Jordan was better as Creed. I encourage that. The Danish Girl, which I know you weren't a fan of.
No, not at all.
Hey, do you think that Michael B. Jordan should have been nominated?
Yeah, why not? I think he was better than Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter.
Well, he was better than Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone was just Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. I mean, he's got one character.
Yeah. Well, for leading actor, yeah, Michael B. Jordan probably should have got, but he didn't, and my life continues the same.
Yeah.
So, I'm doing all right.
Racist.
Good.
The Night Before is out on DVD today. That's Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Anthony Mackie.
Can I just say, I don't like Seth Rogen. I don't know why. I did at first, but a little of him goes a long way.
Is it kind of like Will Ferrell there? Too many comedies all at once?
And Seth Rogen is always that same guy.
It's always kind of the same stoner.
Yeah.
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 Speaking of which, Neighbors 2, starring Seth Rogen, comes out later this year. And the last one that might be worth picking up, but you really have to be a Tom Hardy fan, is Legend. He plays twin English mobsters in this. He plays both parts.
What? So,
yes. Didn't do well at the box office at all. But if you're a Tom Hardy fan, might be worth checking out. TV coming up this week. House of Cards returns on Friday, and I know it has too many things going on for you, Frank, but that's still a huge show that's going to be back Friday. So you can clear your schedule because you'll be able to binge watch all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hap and Leonard is on the Sundance channel. This is one of these channels that you likely get if you have anything other than sort of the lowest tier. You probably get Sundance. So if Dukes of Hazzard had been written and directed by the Coen brothers, it would probably be closer to this. It's based on a series of crime novels. It stars pair of guys in 1980s East Texas who are encouraged by one of the characters' ex-wives to get involved in a get-rich-quick scheme, and it does not go well. Another reason you might want to watch it is Christina Hendricks co-stars.
Yes. Peon, you know who she is?
Oh, yeah.
Boobage galore.
Yes.
So that is tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on
Big
Sundays.
Big, milky, white.
Easy.
Oh, simmer down. Simmer down there.
Mike, sorry.
Tomorrow night on PBS, you can watch A Year in Space. It talks about Scott Kelly, who is coming back.
I cannot imagine doing what this guy has done.
No.
He lived at in the space station for a year.
340 days. 10,000 sunrises.
How do you not go insane?
I don't know. I guess, yeah. I really have no idea. I don't know how you do that. And then what is standing up like for the first time?
Well, when you get back, you got to feel like you weigh 900 pounds.
Yeah. I guess they're on a treadmill. They said he spent something more than 600 hours on a treadmill.
All right. There's reason for me not to go. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that here or there. But is he with people? He's with other people.
Oh, yeah. There's other people up there.
Wouldn't you get sick of whoever you're with? You're in the same can, big old metal canister for a year. I mean,
not like you can leave.
If you have a fight and really get mad at each other, you're not going anywhere.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. Well, wait. I'm not out of here. Yeah, you better patch that up.
Yeah, I wonder how they deal with that. I wonder if that's
how do they screen who's going to be compatible? First of all, you only have a small pool to choose from, and that's other astronauts. So how do you decide which one he signs off and go, okay, send him up with me?
I would assume you have a lot of common interests there, so maybe
space.
Yeah. I'm going to go spacewalking for an hour.
Yeah.
You just kind of go out and float around for an hour outside and then come back.
Now, what would happen if you stepped out without the suit? What would your body do?
Well, I believe it would freeze.
Would it cave in? Would it freeze? Would it blow up?
I don't think it would blow up. No, I think they say your blood might begin to boil after a while.
That's not good. Boiling blood.
You could hold your breath.
You think what?
I think you die.
Oh, no, I know you die.
And then you just kind of float.
I think they say you could hold your breath for a little while and maybe survive some out there, but I don't think you'd last too long.
Wow, that would be wild.
And your body, I guess, would never decay. Well, I mean, if you did, you want to commit suicide, and you're in the shell, you go, that's it, I'm stepping out. You step out with no suit on, just regular clothes, and you die. And then 40 years later, on a mission to Mars, somebody passes you, and you're just kind of floating by the window, still intact.
I think you'd probably start to degrade in some way because of all the radiation in space. I bet it would start to break down your body or something.
I don't know.
Well, it's really cold, too, right? Wouldn't your body
cold, yeah.
Really cold.
So you'd be like a frozen,
I think you would just turn
intact.
Into... Yeah.
But right before you die, wouldn't you raise your arm up like you're waving? So if somebody does go by...
Yes!
You're waving?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the reason that you might want to watch the show is they're talking about how his mission... being up there for so long gives clues as to what we might have to do to get a human to Mars, because they think it would take quite some time to get to Mars. And he's had a twin who stayed on Earth this entire time.
So that's the brother of Gabby Giffords.
Yeah.
His twin brother.
Yeah. So they're,
I mean, the husband of Gabby Giffords.
Yes. So they're going to figure out what would happen. Major League Legends, if you're a baseball fan, Martin Sheen is narrating. It's not about baseball in general, but just the legends of baseball. So Hank Aaron was the first person they profiled last night. That's on the Smithsonian Channel. Again, one of those channels you don't realize you get. And then The Family on ABC. I've got to be honest, when I first saw this trailer, I'm like, this is going to be garbage. Then I saw other trailers, and I'm very intrigued. I think I'm going to watch this. It's if you like Scandal or some of those Shonda Rhimes-type shows, this might be up your alley. Maine mayor who wants to run for governor, it's her running. And so you sort of see what's happening in the campaign. But at the same time, her son, who'd been kidnapped a decade earlier, reappears. But his brother, who's still with the family, doubts that it's actually his brother, that it's the same kid.
Wait, is that the trailer where he points and goes, that's me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's okay. That trailer.
That looks pretty good.
That is Thursday night on ABC. Talking about the Oscars, we're not going to go into it too much other than to say the ratings were very bad. And so ABC is now saying we want more creative control, because I don't think people realize that the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences actually produces the Oscars, the telecast. And ABC just shows it. So they're saying ratings are down. You had the whole controversy, the Oscars so white controversy. We want control over where this goes from here. An example of why they want control is if you watch the entire Oscars, you saw that Sacha Baron Cohen came out as Ali G and presented an award. He was not supposed to do that. That was not in the script.
That's what he would do.
He would do that. But so ABC is saying, well, maybe we could have written something better. I don't know.
And like he would have followed that? You're never going to rein in everybody. And no. Not everybody's going to do what they were supposed to do. There's always going to be that, on behalf of the Native American Indians, I just want everyone, or yes. Leonardo's ridiculous climate change speech. I don't want to hear that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, hey, Leonardo finally won after 22 years, but that is not the biggest injustice that was... And I say that sarcastically. Hopefully you pick up on that. Ennio Morricone has been making music scores for films for 57 years. His music hasn't appeared in more than 400 films.
Wow.
And so I thought it might be worthwhile to go back and listen to some of those songs that we likely have missed. So this is The Ecstasy of Gold.
Didn't see it, never heard of it.
No. It's from The Good and the Bad and the Ugly.
Oh, the song.
The song is called The Ecstasy of Gold. This you may also recognize from there.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. He didn't win an Oscar for this. Didn't win an Oscar.
That is a great piece of music. I mean, how identifiable can a music be?
Wasn't even nominated for an Oscar for it.
Wow.
Is that a pan flute?
I believe that's what it's called, yeah. But the reason he wasn't nominated, they accidentally left his name off the credits when it was submitted to the Academy.
Accidentally?
Yes.
Oh, man.
They accidentally left his name off the credits. Wow. There's another one that I thought Dan might be particularly interested in. Also, this is from Once Upon a Time in the West.
Hmm. Oh.
Man with a harmonica.
Oh, is that what it's called?
That sounds Western.
Yes. So I thought we might see if...
Why is that a harmonica? Immediately you think of the Old West. Because that's all they had to play, I guess. Oh,
yeah. I guess so. It was easy. You could carry it with you. There you go.
Wow. I mean, you so much better when Dan helps.
Can't tell the difference.
Sweeten it.
So those are just a few. He also did It's a Little Slow to Play, but The Thing from 1982. He did the score.
I didn't see any of these.
Oh, The Thing?
The Thing is a science fiction horror movie.
You know, you mentioned Dukes of Hazzard earlier. There's so many really successful shows I never saw one episode of. For example, Star Trek, I never saw one. I never saw one Dukes of Hazzard. I never saw one Gilligan's Island.
Really?
Wow, not
Gilligan's
one.
Island. How did you avoid that?
I don't know.
Oh, I liked Marianne much
two
better
women,
than Ginger.
But I just have never watched. I know Gilligan and the goofy cap and that big guy, the skipper, but I never saw one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling Jeffrey. That's
yes,
entertainment.
Yes, he is, and yes, it is.
I always thought the professor was doing one of those, Ginger or Marianne.
Well, his wife was kind of uppity and cold, and
Thurston Howell.
Thurston Howell.
Yeah. loving.
There's another voice you do, Dan.
That's right. We forgot that. The Thurston Howell.
Thurston Howell.
Lovey voice. That's Colin Jeffrey, who will be back. Well, actually, he'll be here Friday with the great Paul Harvey.
Yeah.
And you'll
Harris.
Know, what?
Yeah, it's Paul Harris.
Yeah. He'll be here with him, and we thank him, and we thank Window World for sponsoring the segment. Window World, the original $189 window, and the largest selling replacement window in the United States. Bill Cleveland has agreed to go in the Playhouse. We'll let him do that, and it'll give me time to remind everybody who is a homeowner or wants to be a homeowner to remember the name American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage is the mortgage company that the other mortgage companies would love to be. Everybody would like to be the biggest in first place, the ones that came up with slogans that, ooh, I wish we'd come up with that, or phone numbers that other people try to copy. That's the greatest compliment, imitation, the highest form of flattery. Perfect or less than perfect credit. I hear a lot of people say that now. Truth is, it almost implies that most people have perfect credit. But even if you don't, well, that's not true. Most people don't have perfect credit. It's all but impossible to get. Because I didn't realize, if you have a credit card and you never use it, that takes your credit number score down. Do you know that? If you get your credit card and never use it, it's a blemish on your credit report.
Yeah.
You're supposed to use it. Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all to me. 314-878-9999 is the number we want you to remember. The website is AmericanEquity.com. You will contact them if you need a mortgage, or if you're a homeowner and you need to borrow money and you want to be smart about it. You want the lowest interest rate you can get. Well, that's when you use the equity in your home. Happy to still have them with us after 24 years. Make sure they stay with us by letting them know your AM and the PM. American Equity Mortgage, once again, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Running a little bit off pace on westbound 70 between 170 and Lindbergh. You are slow, though, from just west of the Blanchette Bridge to before Cave Springs. They cleared the accident eastbound 40 at Timberlake Manor, but now you're heavy from the Timberlake Manor up through about Maryville Center and eastbound 40 downtown. That's Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Simply Saline. Roads aren't the only thing that get congested. This cold and flu season, feel better simply with Arm & Hammer Simply Saline Gentle drug-free mists that flush away nasal congestion instantly. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite cap with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and